This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A top Democratic campaign donor has given $250,000 to support Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, citing the need to defeat Trump in the primary election. Reid Hoffman, the co-founder of LinkedIn and a prominent Democratic donor, said he has donated to Haley because the ongoing GOP primary fight represents the first of just two opportunities to stop Donald Trump from winning the White House again. Hoffman said he will enthusiastically vote for President Joe Biden next November, but he noted that his first priority is American democracy and the integrity of our legal system. That means my first priority is to defeat Trump, and the primary is the first of two chances to do so, Hoffman said. Hoffman said, "Those of us who believe in America must link arms to block Donald Trump from regaining the White House. America needs both major parties to nominate sane people who will honor their oath of office." Hoffman said he disagrees with Haley on a wide array of policy issues, but views the former South Carolina governor as the only Republican other than Trump with any chance of winning the GOP's nod. Nikki Haley would not be as good for America as Joe Biden, he says, but America would survive her administration. The Montana State Health Department quietly eliminated the tribal relations manager from its roster after a longtime employee, Lisa Evers, retired earlier this year, a move that has sparked outrage among tribal leaders and former state employees. A high-ranking member of the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, the tribal relations manager acts as the liaison between the agency and the state's tribes to navigate DPHHS logistics and services. The department said the duties associated with the tribal relations manager position would be absorbed by the American Indian Health director. But tribal leaders said they were disappointed they were not consulted in the decision to cut the role, particularly as Native Americans historically have worse health outcomes than their white counterparts in Montana. The tribal relations manager was a direct, high-level point of contact in DPHHS for the state's native population. By contrast, the American Indian Health Director position was established in 2015 after a report revealed that Native Americans in Montana die a generation sooner than non-natives. Where the relations manager acts as a liaison, the director is responsible for identifying the root causes of health disparities and promoting health equity. Both Lisa Evers and Anna Whiting Sorrell, the department director when the tribal relations manager was first created, repeatedly said that the two roles have distinct and sizable workloads. "The work we do with Indian Country isn't about streamlining," Evers said. "It takes a tremendous amount of work to do these jobs, and it's impossible for one person to do." Lisa Evers worked for the state of Montana for 24 years, the last 11 as the tribal relations manager. Evers, who is Little Shell and Blackfeet descendant, was the only person ever at this post. She retired on December 1st. In her role as the tribal relations manager, she would frequently travel to the rural and urban parts of Montana's Indian reservations to meet with residents and tribal health leaders with the goal of addressing health and human services issues that affect tribal members. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribal Council said, "During her tenure, Evers provided the strongest link between Montana tribes and the DPHHS director's office. Having this direct access to the director and support from Evers has changed health care for Montana tribes." CSKT Councilman Len Two Teeth called the announcement disheartening and said removing the role is unacceptable. Native Americans in Montana are disproportionately enrolled in Medicaid and in the foster care system. A consequence of harmful U.S. policy and structural discrimination, Native Americans face persistent health disparities in Montana. A report found that Native American men in Montana die 16 years earlier than white men in the state, and Native women die on average 19 years sooner than white women. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.